from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The $204 billion Ontario budget released in the last hour is the largest in the province's history. However, there's no relief for Ontarians struggling with inflation, nor is there more money for COVID-19 relief. Paid sick days are off the table and will end for workers without them at the end of this month. Instead, Finance Minister Peter Bethlen-Falvey's plan focuses on spending on health care, education, and other programs. The deficit has shrunk to just over $2 billion, and the Ford government projects that will shrink to just over $1 billion next year, with the aim of having a balanced budget in 2025. Now, while the Ford government is investing $224 million into building and upgrading private sector training centers for skilled trades, Ontario colleges think it's overlooking the fact that they train 80% of tradespeople. Northern College President Dr. Audrey Penner notes that the infrastructure is already in place at the colleges.
I think it's important that taxpayers are already investing in what we have in the college, and we're not seeing new expansion.
Penner adds that in this region, Northern College is the only place doing the training. There are no union training centers or other alternatives. The weekend snowstorm has helped to make snowmobile trails between Timmins and Timiskaming Shores and Iroquois Falls to Gogama terrific. In the opinion of Gilbert Fortin, he's the governor of the Trail Association in that region. A 300-kilometer ride yesterday convinced him of that. He says the trail should be able to stay open well into April.
It's only around town itself that the trails are going to take a beating from the thaw, obviously any trails that's parallel to roads. But once you're into the forest itself, they're going to last for a while.
Cold nights, despite mild days, will also help, says Fortin. With a resounding yes, the NDP motion for a public inquiry into foreign interference has passed in the Commons. 172 MPs voted in favor, with 49 MPs against. The vote came after a fiery question period in which the Conservatives asked the Liberals 23 times when Prime Minister Justin Trudeau knew that one of his MPs had allegedly advised the Chinese consul in Toronto against freeing the two Michaels, who were held by China on trumped-up espionage charges for fear it would help the Conservatives in the last federal election. The Liberals did not answer, but repeated it was the priority of the government to bring the two Michaels home safely. Meanwhile, Beijing has nothing to say about the allegations against Han Dong, who resigned from the Liberal caucus and now sits as an independent. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.